So let's review. The daf begins with two statements of Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, Kol shebechatas meisa bePesach karav shlam. It's a halacha l'moshe Sinai that there are chamish chatoyos ameisas, five cases of a karav chatas that cannot be used, that do not have the halacha of year at sheyistav to allow it to develop a mum, a blemish, then sell it and use the proceeds for another carbon. Rather, it's locked up in a small area and left to die. They are vlad chatas, the offspring of a female chatas, tmuras chatas, an animal exchange for karav chatas. Chatas shemeisa ba'alah, a chatas whose owner died before bringing it, chatas sheneskaper ba'alah ba'acheres, a chatas whose owner already brought another animal for the carbon while the original one was temporarily lost, and chatas she'aver shenasa, a carbon chatas that was lost and only found after it became more than a year old. Shmuel says that in the parallel cases, if these same things were to happen to a carbon Pesach, it would be brought as a shlam. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says that a Pesach is only brought as a shlam if it is found after the Shechita, but not if it is found before the Shechita. The Gemara later explains that this means that whereas Shmuel holds that whether the Pesach will be brought as a Shlam depends if it is found before or after Chatzais, Rabbi Yochanan holds it depends on whether it was found before or after the actual Shechita of the replacement Karban Pesach. Shmuel also said, "B'chol shebechatas roya, b'pesach nami roya." Whenever the halacha is that the Karban Chatas would be left to graze, a Karban Chatas in a parallel situation would also be left to graze. Maskevla Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks from a braisa that teaches that a chatas she'aver shnasa, a chatas that is more than a year old, is left to graze. But a pesach in that same situation is brought as a shlam. The Gemara answers, Kikar meshmul ba'avudin. Shmuel's rule was not intended to cover all the different cases of a karma chatas. Just the case where the animal was lost and the owner brought a different animal for his carbon. The Avid mimeshkachasla? The Gemara asks that the case of a lost animal won't fit Shmuel's rule, because the Rabbanan hold that a chatas that was lost and then another animal was designated in its place, and then the first animal was found before the second animal was shechted, is sent out to graze. But the parallel case by Karban Pesach, where it was lost and then found after Chatzais but before the Shechita, is brought as a shlamim and not sent out to graze like Shmuel's rule suggested. The Gemara answers that Shmuel holds like Rebbe, that the chatas in this case is not sent to graze but is left to die. This does fit with Shmuel's rule that in the parallel case, the Karban Pesach would be brought as a shlam. How can Shmuel assume like Rebbe, if after all Rebbe holds any lost chatas is left to die, yet a lost Karban Pesach, if found before Chatzais, is not brought as a shlam but is left to graze? This doesn't fit Shmuel's rule either. The Gemara answers that Koidim Chatzais lav avidu. If the Karban Pesach were found before Chatzais, it is not considered to have ever been lost because it was not rola krava, fit to be brought yet, so it doesn't break Shmuel's rule. The Gemara asks, if Shmuel holds like Rebbe that a Pesach found after Chatzais is brought as a Shlam, and if found before Chatzais is not considered lost, in which case would Shmuel's second rule apply that a Karban Pesach is sent to graze? The Gemara therefore concludes, Shmuel nami chadakama. Shmuel actually only said one rule, that whenever Chatzais would be left to die, a parallel case of Karban Pesach would be brought as a Shlam, but never said the second rule about a Pesach being sent to graze. Lishnachrina. Another version of Shmuel arrives at the same basic conclusion with a slightly different shakla b'taya. The bottom line is that Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon agree that a karma chatas that was lost is left to die, even if we find it before the replacement chatas is shechted. They only argue with regard to a karban Pesach. At what point would it have to be found to be considered rejected and therefore brought as a shlam? Shmuel holds that as long as it is still lost when Chatzais comes around, it is brought as a shlamim. And Rabbi Yochanan holds it would still need to be lost when we bring the replacement Karban Pesach in order for the old one to become a shlam. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the parallel rule that kol shebechatas meisa bePesach shlam is not true, since a chatas found before the replacement is shechted is left to die, but a Pesach found before the replacement is shechted is left to graze and not brought as a shlamim.